The Trump administration has been sending some mixed signals to NATO, the U.S.-led security alliance that has largely kept peace in Europe for decades. Earlier this month, it appeared that Secretary of State Rex Tillerson would skip a NATO foreign ministers meeting. Under criticism, he is heading to Brussels tomorrow. There, he'll tell most NATO countries they need to spend more on their defense faster. NPR's Frank Langfitt reports from Brussels.
People in Brussels hear different messages from Washington these days. From President Trump, it's been mostly negative. During the campaign, he called NATO obsolete, and Brussels, which has suffered terrorist attacks, a hellhole. He even encouraged the United Kingdom to leave the European Union. All of this angers a lot of people in Brussels, including EU boss Jean-Claude Juncker, who threatened today to turn the tables on Trump.
Brexit ist nicht das Ende. Es gibt viele.
If he goes on like that, I'm going to promote the independence of Ohio and Austin, Texas, Juncker said. After a meeting with German Chancellor Angela Merkel this month, President Trump softened his tone, at least towards NATO.
I reiterated to Chancellor Merkel my strong support for NATO, as well as the need for our NATO allies to pay their fair share for the cost of defense. Many nations owe vast sums of money from past years, and it is very unfair to the United States.
NATO countries have underspent on defense in recent years, but they don't owe any money. Trump has left it to people like Vice President Mike Pence to play good cop, as Pence did speaking in February in Brussels.
Whatever our differences, our two continents share the same heritage, the same values, and above all, the same purpose: to promote peace and prosperity through freedom, democracy, and the rule of law. And to those objectives, we will remain committed.
Anna Maria Corazza Bildt liked what she heard from Pence. She's a member of the European Parliament, where she represents Sweden.
It was very welcome until the next tweet.
And that's the problem. Here in Brussels, people aren't quite certain whom to believe in Washington.
There is an element of unpredictability and uncertainty now in transatlantic relationship that is very much undermining the credibility of it.
The rhetorical whiplash leaves people in NATO and the European Union with a mix of anxiety and defiance towards a country that has, until recently, always been a steadfast supporter.
People are concerned that is gloom and doom. At the same time, there's a very strong resolve not to let external factors, be it Putin, Trump, or Brexit, to divide us or to disunite us.
The U.S. has the world's largest economy and military. Paul Hoffein says that means what the U.S. thinks matters, especially among allies in Europe. Hoffein is president of the Lisbon Council, an independent think tank in Brussels.
The United States president and the United States in general are really important. There's a lot of people who think that we're frenemies.
Hoffein says that's wrong.
The regions have much more in common than dividing them. We're the world's largest industrial democracies, and that last word particularly important. We're democracies, we're rule of law. We have a lot of things in common to support and defend.
President Trump is scheduled to come to Brussels at the end of May for a NATO summit. Hoffein's hopes that as the president gets to know Europe, he'll have a greater appreciation of the value of NATO and the European Union. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Brussels.